So 2025 was the year that many YouTube coaches, strategists, and other video marketing experts basically dragged audio-only podcasts for filth. Well, in 2026, people are still choosing violence and saying things like audio-only podcasts are dead. I recently had a client reach out to me asking if podcasters need to be on YouTube to be successful. She was listening to a podcast and the host basically said that based on what he's seeing with himself and his clients, you need to be on YouTube to have a thriving podcast. Then, just this past week, we had Jenna Kutcher announce that she is pausing her podcast after 10 years, and everyone literally lost their minds. They took that to mean that audio-only podcasting is no longer the thing to do. So, with all this information being tossed out left and right, what is the future of podcasting? Are audio-only podcasts going extinct? If you aren't jumping on YouTube, are you missing out? That's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome back to Evergreen Marketing Era for Women Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, and if you're new here, I'm a podcast strategist and producer for established women in business who are ready to step into their evergreen marketing era through podcasting. And I really help my clients, you know, build a marketing and sales system that drives leads and sales with their podcast, supporting them in all seasons of life and business. So let's get into this conversation about, you know, the future of podcasting. If you're not on YouTube, are you, you know, playing yourself essentially? Like, let's dive into all of this. So part of what I want to do in this episode is break down some of the stats on audio-only podcasts and video podcasts. And so I actually shared this data with my client who asked the question and posted about it on Threads. And it was such a good conversation. Like, people felt kind of like more reassured about audio-only podcasts and different things like that. But before I get into the data, there's a couple of things that I do want to stress here. Number one, we should not be making major decisions about our businesses based on what someone else is doing. Their business and your business are two separate entities. You can't base your every whim on what someone else is doing because all it will do is give you whiplash and a whole lot of frustration. The reality is that every platform works for somebody. For every marketing platform out there, you are going to find somebody who is thriving on that platform. You really need to look at what makes sense for you, though. You need to look at your data, which is the next point I want to make. Always, always, always look at your own data. Yeah, I really don't care if Susie so-and-so says podcasting is dead. I want you to look at what your data is showing you. Are you still getting leads and clients from your podcast? Are you getting the ROI you desire from your podcast? And if you're not, have you done everything you can to ensure you're implementing an effective strategy for your podcast? If not, get the support you need to build out that strategy. And I can help you with that inside of the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator. But the reality is that jumping platform to platform is not going to help you grow your business. You need to find your two or three platforms that you're going to really plug into and give your all and give it a chance to work. I think that's kind of like one of the big problems is that people expect, you know, that instant gratification. They want to see an immediate ROI. And so you're not really giving the strategy time to work. A lot of times with different strategies, it can take anywhere from 30 to not, and I don't even say 30, anywhere from 90 days all the way up to 6 months. And especially like for long form searchable content, it literally does take 3 to 6 months for you to really start seeing traction from it. Now, can you see an ROI quicker than that? You totally can. But the baseline really is 3 to 6 months. And I think even more so now that we are in this trust recession, I know you have heard somebody talk about it. Everybody is throwing that term out there. But basically, people are more savvy with their buying. They're not just investing in any and everybody just because they're promising, you know, certain things and whatnot. They're really taking the time to get to know you, your business, your brand before they move forward with investing. And so I believe that this is impacting all platforms. You know, it's impacting how quickly you see the conversion and stuff. And so if you just give your strategy 30 days and then you quit the platform, well, you're not earning people's trust. You're actually causing them to look at you sideways and be like, maybe that's not somebody I should be investing in because they just ghosted this platform. Anyways, kind of went on a tangent there, but bottom line is that you have to give the strategy time to work. That's why, like in my Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, it's a 3-month commitment. I'm working with you 1-on-1 for 3 months because I know at the very least, we need at least 3 months to get the strategy going and implement it and testing it out and everything like that. And that's one of the things that I saw with the women who went through the first round of the accelerator when I launched it last year, is that it took almost like the full length of the program for them to start seeing those results because it takes time for the strategy to work. So now that I got that off my chest, let's get into the data. Like, what is it actually saying? So I'm referencing different articles. I'm not going to say the name of the articles here in the episode, but I will link all of the articles and whatnot. And that way you can go and read the full article or blog post yourself. So in 2025, Simplecast reported that 53% of podcast listeners prefer audio-only podcasts over video podcasts, while 47% prefer to watch video podcasts. So you have, it's kind of like almost 50-50 here, where people are kind of split. You have people who basically they equally love that you have people who love, you know, audio only podcasts and then people who love video podcasts, but it's not a huge difference there. Both platforms or I should say both modalities of podcasting are thriving. Okay. The sounds profitable podcast landscape. So they did basically like a 2025 study. They found that YouTube is widely used as an audio only platform. While 47% of YouTube podcast listeners consume most as audio only. So even YouTube, which is a video platform, over half, or I should say about half of the listeners, they prefer to consume the content on there as audio only. So they really didn't break down like specifically what this meant, but I'm imagining that maybe they have it playing, but they're not actually watching the video. But also there are plenty of like technically audio only podcasts on YouTube in the sense that they, for the video, it's just like a static image that is playing throughout the entire video. So that is something huge here. Like, I really want you to take this information in and really think about like what this actually means. Okay. Now, Rob Walsh, he, I guess, works for Libsyn. He found that the top 50 podcasts hosted on Libsyn got less than 2% of their listenership from YouTube. So the top 50 podcasts that are hosted on Libsyn, basically, even though they have their podcasts on YouTube, less than 2% of their audience actually tune in on YouTube. So this is why I say, look at your own data. I look at my data and I can see that the majority of the people who tune into my podcast, they tune in on Apple. Now, do I have listeners on Spotify? I do. But the majority of my audience, they listen on Apple. So this is why you want to look at your own data. Because even too, like, even though like I looked at my own data, a lot of the studies out there are showing that less and less people are listening on Apple Podcasts. Now, as a whole, they may see this decrease in listenership, but I have to look at my own data to see what my audience is actually doing. Okay, so that's kind of like telling us what's going on with the listenership piece. I also wanted to include some stats on actually like how audio only podcasts are converting. So I found this study done through, it's called eMarketer, and they found that 62% of podcast listeners reported being more likely to purchase from a company advertised on a podcast. They also reported that podcasts are more effective at driving immediate conversions than other forms of media. So they basically said then more than like YouTube or television. They also found that 22% of podcast listeners take action after hearing an ad on a podcast. And then this is specifically for U.S. podcast listeners. They found that 88% of U.S. podcast listeners reported taking action after hearing a podcast ad. Like, I really thought these stats were so interesting because, again, we have all these people hollering that audio-only podcasts are dead, but the stats tell a different story. I even had posted about this in my Instagram stories, and I actually had a few people reply and say, you know what, I prefer listening to audio-only podcasts. Like, I don't really like YouTube. And that's the reality. Like, people consume content in different ways. People have their preferences. They have their preferred platforms and different things like that. For me personally, I only watch YouTube videos when I want to see how to do something. So like some type of tutorial. That is what I associate YouTube with. If it's actually like teaching me something where I'm like consuming information, I'd rather listen to an audio-only podcast. I don't need to see your face while you're explaining something to me. Like, I only need to see a video if I need to be able to repeat what you're doing in the video. So like, again, some type of tutorial or something like that. Like, that's how my brain works. And so it really just comes down to looking at your own data, looking at your own audience and what their habits are, how they actually consume content and different things like that. Like, this is why I get frustrated when people like throw out these blanket statements, because I'm like, where's your data? And not just based on you. Like, it can't just be based on what you're seeing with yourself. Like, even like, you can't even just base it on stuff with your clients. This way, like, when I work with my clients, I like to look at their individual niche, their business, their goals, their capacity, all of those things, because one podcast strategy for one client is going to look different for another client. Like, yes, in general, I'm teaching the same strategies, but how we're applying it to your business is going to look different because your business is different. That's what people need to understand. Like, we can't make these blanket statements, because unless you have worked with people in all niches, all industries, all of that, you really can't say, oh, this is how it's going to be. Because while you're saying that, so-and-so over there is thriving with their audio-only podcast. They're signing new clients weekly. Like, I'm just like, I just get so worked up about it, because it's really harmful. And that's one of the response that I got when I posted about this on Threads, where someone was like, thank you so much for saying this. I've literally been holding off on launching my podcast because I felt the pressure to have video. And I don't like video. I don't really have the capacity to do video. And it's like, people are sitting on these gold mines of ideas for podcasts, and they're not launching it because they're trying to wait till they get into the season of life where they can realistically commit to video. And it's like, you don't need video to have a thriving podcast. Like, you don't need it. Now I want to break down like what this data is telling us. So like I said, there's not a huge difference in popularity when it comes to the audio-only podcast and video podcasts. While avid podcast listeners prefer audio only slightly more, and it's just 6% more, it's not a huge difference, meaning that both platforms are effective for connecting with your audience. Now, the really interesting thing to note is that a large number of people prefer to listen to audio only podcasts on YouTube. And YouTube, I want to say it's been like for the last couple of years, has ranked as the most popular platform to listen to podcasts. It beat out Apple and Spotify in 2025. Now, like I said, You need to look at your own data to see where people are primarily consuming your podcast content. But what this does mean for you is that if you don't already have your audio-only podcast on YouTube, you should get on that ASAP. And the reason why is that it's going to allow you to reach more of your target audience. Even if it's less than 2% people tuning in on YouTube, that is still more people you're reaching. And it's really easy to do. Like, it's not complicated. I'm going to try to find a video. There's a YouTube tutorial on how to easily do it. And I will make sure to link that in the show notes. But just add your podcast to YouTube. You just do it one time, set it up. And then going forward, anytime you publish a new episode, it will be posted to YouTube. And YouTube, I don't know if you don't, if you know this, but YouTube has YouTube Music where people can listen to podcasts. So they can listen to music, but they can also listen to a podcast on YouTube Music. So it's just, again, it's just another distribution platform like Apple, Spotify, all the other ones. So if you're able to do it, just do it. Now, while Rob Walch found that, you know, less than 2% of listenership came from YouTube for the top 50 podcasts hosted, you know, on Libsyn, it does, like I said, it doesn't mean you should ignore YouTube. One, we don't have the data on what podcasts these were, so like what their niche is or anything like that. But also, he based it only on a sample of 50, which again, I'm a data girly. And I, like when I did my master's, I did a thesis, had to do a whole research study and stuff like that. And I had to learn about, cause like I have a psychology background. And so we had to learn all these things. And one of the things I remember is that you always should have a sample size of at least 100. So he only had 50. Would have liked to seen more, you know, to kind of see if that number increased or decreased or whatnot. But because it is such a small sample size, we can't take that as, okay, I don't have to worry about YouTube at all. So bottom line is, if your audio-only podcast isn't on YouTube, get it on there. Now, another thing you can do is, in addition to, like I was saying, looking at your own data to see where people are primarily listening to your podcast, and you should be able to do this in your hosting platform. The only platform I don't think you can do this in is Spotify, because I believe they literally just show you the analytics for Spotify. So like if your podcast is hosted on Spotify, this is why I always recommend doing a paid hosting platform, because you can get more data. But depending on where your hosting platform is, you should be able to see where people are tuning into your podcast. But if you're not able to see that, you can poll your audience, even do kind of like a little survey to find out where people are primarily listening to your podcast. Bottom line, it doesn't hurt to distribute your audio-only podcast to YouTube. Okay, now let's move on to the conversion stats and what they tell us. So one of the things I want to preface here is that these stats are just for audio-only podcasts. I would have to do some more research to kind of see what the stats are for YouTube, but because I really want to stress the fact that having an audio-only podcast in 2026 is fine. You don't have to be on YouTube to see success. You can see success with your audio-only podcast. I'm only focusing on the stats for audio-only podcasts here. So, audio-only podcasts are more effective at driving conversions compared to YouTube. I thought this was really interesting, especially a lot of times we hear that, you know, being on video creates even more trust. People need to see your face, yada, yada, yada. Well, the data doesn't lie. I would honestly love to dig deeper into that, but the study didn't give more of an explanation. But just based off of kind of like what I've seen with myself and my clients, I believe that, you know, the reason why audio-only podcasts are better at driving conversions compared to YouTube is that because audio-only podcasts are easier to consume on the go. And so it makes it easier for you to become part of people's weekly routine. I recently had a client tell me that she was listening to my podcast while literally cleaning up. I had another podcast listener tell me she saves up my episodes for when she's like going to a networking event because it's a long drive and then binges my episodes during her drive. And if you think about it too, if you're an avid, which I know you're an avid podcast listener because you listen to my podcast, But think about when you listen to a podcast. You're usually doing something else. You may be going for a walk. You may be on a treadmill. You may be cleaning up. You may be driving to go pick up your kids from school. Like, you're usually doing something else while you're listening to a podcast. With video, it's a little bit harder to do that because you kind of feel at times this obligation to actually watch the video because it's there playing and whatnot. But again, we did see that a lot of people who do consume podcasts on YouTube, they will like just kind of listen to it instead of like watching the actual video. But it just goes to the fact that it's a lot easier to take in audio only while you're doing something else. You're able to essentially multitask compared to like if you have to sit down and actually watch a video. Now, for me personally, I catch up on my favorite podcasts anytime I'm driving or when I'm doing the dishes. It's just kind of like my habit. And I also believe that because podcasts are so much more intimate, you're literally, you know, in the person's ears and they get to know you and your personality, as well as experience your authority and expertise, that trust factor happens much more quickly. So I don't know. Like I said, I would love to kind of see a deeper dive into this, like someone to do an even more thorough study to kind of find out like why there's this preference, or I don't want to say preference, but why we see more conversions or higher conversions, I should say, or quicker conversions with audio-only podcasts compared to video podcasts. So let me answer the question posed in the episode title. You know, do you need video to build a successful podcast? The answer is no. Video is not necessary to have a successful podcast. The data has made this crystal clear. Like, it's right there for you, you know? And then I, like, even just kind of looking at too with yourself, whatnot, or just other podcasters and everything, there are a lot of people thriving on the platform still here in 2026. You know, I actually had a client who she had started out on YouTube and then launched her podcast. And 3 months after launching her podcast, she doubled her sales compared to the previous year. And she like had been on YouTube for some years. Now, she was making sales from YouTube, but adding in the audio-only podcast, that doubled her revenue. Like, it's just, like I said, like, I think it really just goes back to the fact that audio-only podcasts are a lot easier to consume. I also recently wrote a blog sharing, you know, real examples of business owners with podcasts seeing real podcast success. I'll make sure to link this in the show notes. And then I also have a blog post on audio-only podcasts versus video podcasts and deciding on which one is best for you. So just some tips on, you know, to help you decide. Like if you haven't launched your podcast yet, but you're thinking about it, or maybe you've been sitting on this idea, you know, because you felt this need to have video and whatnot, I want you to look at your current capacity. Like that is always number one. I think sometimes we can overestimate our capacity and we'll be like, yeah, I can do this. Yeah, I'm gonna do it. And then it don't go the way we plan. I mean, even me with my YouTube channel, I launched it, I think, in November, and I've only posted 3 videos. So, but I also went into it knowing that this most likely wasn't going to be one of my main platforms or anything like that, because I know my capacity. I know that I don't have the time or energy to leverage the platform in a way to see the results I want to see. Like, I think I'm kind of like going with this idea of building out a library of content on YouTube. And I'm probably going to even try to use the platform to drive people to my audio only podcast, since that's where I show up the most. But yeah, like it really just goes back to one, looking at your capacity, but also looking at, you know, what makes the most sense for you right now. So what can you actually commit to? You know, how do you actually enjoy creating content? And I think one of the number one things you need to know is that this isn't permanent. You can add video later, or if you start with video, you can always add audio only later because it is an extra step. You would have to strip the audio from the video and then upload it to a podcast hosting platform and whatnot. And maybe you don't have the time to do that right now. But know that you can always change. You can always add something later. There is no right or wrong way to go with this. Like, it's all about what works best for you right now. Okay? Like, you don't let other people pressure you into doing something that just doesn't make sense for you right now, or try to convince you that you have to do it this one way in order to see success, when that's just not the case. I always say, look at the data. Like, numbers do not lie. But if you listen to this and you've decided you're ready to add an audio-only podcast to your business, here's how I can support you. So I have my VIP podcast launch where literally I handle everything. You just have to record the episodes. So I handle all of the tech and the setup. I build out your podcast strategy. I do the keyword research. I even have a graphic designer who will create your cover art. I handle all of that. Then I also have my Evergreen Marketing Accelerator, which is more of a done-with-you offer. So we have, 3 months together where we partner to get your podcast launched and develop a custom podcast strategy so that you are reaching your business goals. The accelerator is also for those who already have a podcast and are ready to optimize their podcast for more leads and conversions. So it depends on the level of support you're looking for. Like, if you're like, I want to launch this podcast, but I don't want to have to do anything but record my episodes, my VIP podcast launch is perfect for you. If you already have a podcast, or you just need just a little bit of support with launching your podcast, so like maybe just resources to help guide you, then the Evergreen Marketing Accelerator is perfect for you. I will link this or both of these below in the show notes and in the episode description. All right, that is it for this one. I do hope that it encouraged you and that you no longer feel the pressure to do video if it doesn't make sense for you, okay? All right, I'll catch you in the next episode.